plans for contaminated waste. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Federal officials giving an update on the recovery efforts in East Palestine, Ohio, 3 weeks after that chemical train derailment. EPA Region 5 Administrator Deborah Shores says a railroad has been ordered to pause the shipment of contaminated material from the site.
Moving forward, waste disposal plans, including disposal location and transportation routes for contaminated waste, will be subject to federal EPA review and approval.
There have been concern about where the waste may be taken. Shore adding, there's been nothing abnormal with the air quality in the area. A rally in the nation's capital on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial today in support of Ukraine. Former U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power, is the administrator of the Agency for International Development.
To the Ukrainian people, I echo President Biden when I say the United States is behind you for as long as it takes.
The rally comes a day after the Russian invasion reached the one-year mark. California is slammed with a record-breaking winter storm, with several feet of snow predicted for some areas. Fox's Nicole Valdez is there.
We're just an hour outside of Los Angeles here on Mount Baldy, about 4,200 feet in elevation here. Snow falling at a rapid rate, something that snowplows are struggling to keep up with and causing problems for so many across Southern California. Part of one of the many problems today, more than 115,000 in the Golden State without power. And that's just the beginning. Travel also a nightmare across the state.
Even the hills around suburban Santa Clarita, north of Los Angeles, are blanketed in white. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The group of 20 finance chiefs ended a meeting today without consensus, with Russia and China objecting to the description of the war in Ukraine in a final document. The meeting hosted by India issued the G20 chair's summary, stating that there was no agreement on the wording of the war in Ukraine. Week 5 of the double murder trial of a disgraced South Carolina attorney is wrapped up. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more.
Trial is set to resume on Monday morning for former South Carolina attorney Alec Murdoch, who is accused of killing his wife Maggie and son Paul in 2021. Murdoch testified on the witness stand for hours over Thursday and Friday, revealing at one point that he had been at the kennels where his wife and son were killed, despite claiming for almost 2 years that he wasn't. Murdoch was directly asked multiple times if he shot them, which he denied.
If I was under the pressure that they're talking about here, I can promise you I would hurt myself before I would hurt one of them.
If convicted, Murdoch faces 30 years to life in prison. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Law enforcement in several states are on alert over the potential for anti-Semitic activity today and what some groups are calling the National Day of Hate.
Police in Florida, New York, Illinois, and elsewhere are warning people to be vigilant as social media posts spread about a National Day of Hate. The Anti-Defamation League says white supremacist groups are attempting to organize anti-Semitic activities like protests, flyer distributions, and graffiti. Illinois State Police say they've seen a recent rise in domestic violent extremist messaging and neo-Nazi and anti-Semitic groups encouraging hate actions over the weekend. And the NYPD says it's deploying additional resources to sensitive locations locations, including houses of worship. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chier on Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.